You know, if you have a pencil and paper, you may want to write this down. But one of the resources that we use to purchase stock photography and stock graphics is called istock.com. istock.com. Let me just show you kind of what they have in there. This is a, I guess I've got to type it right. So it's always nice to be typing in front of a whole bunch of people. It's like somebody looking over your shoulder. That's when you make all these mistakes. istock.com. Did I get it right that time? Okay. Maybe we can type better. Okay, here we are, iStock. If you look at some of their prices down here of pictures, you can buy graphics or photographs for your website. You buy really small ones for $1, small ones for $3, medium ones for $6, large ones for $12. And mostly on the internet, you're going to be using either the $1 or the $3 size. These other sizes up here would be more if you were printing brochures or you needed some really high-resolution ones. But the $3 ones are typically the largest that you'd probably use on your website because most of the images are, as I said, are going to be small. But you can do a search out here. They have thousands and thousands of sites on everything you could possibly imagine. So let's just type something in. How about dog food? We're building a website about dogs, and we need a picture of some dog food, okay? So now you should be seeing coming up on your screen all the different stock images that they have for dog food. And you can see that there's a lot of them out there. If you look at the top up here, you can see that they have 619 images of dog food. And let me just make enlarge one there for you a little bit. You can see they have all kinds of great dog food pictures, you know. So if you need a picture of something a little more normal than dog food, you probably are going to have thousands to choose from. And their prices are really good, but the quality of their images is good. And so this is a great resource for you to find images to put on your website. And so I just wanted to bring that up to you. Again, it's iStock or istockphoto.com. Great resource for you. Okay, let me move that window off the screen, and we'll go into actually editing an image. Now, when you edit an image, or you're preparing images for your website, first of all, you have to get the image or the graphic. And again, I gave you some resources to find that. Like I said, you may have pictures of your own, but once you've got the image, you need some kind of software on your computer to edit that image. And there are many, many different software packages that you can use. You can use Photoshop. One that I use is called Photo Impact. And I like it because it's fairly inexpensive. I think it's like $60, $70 program. It's incredibly powerful, but it's if you just want to do the basic things, it's very, very easy to do that. So that's what I'm going to use today. So let me go ahead and open up my Photo Impact here so I can show you how to use it here. So let me find it and get it over here for you. Still coming up. Okay. And we're coming up. Okay. Now I've got it over here for you to see. And I think it actually comes with some stock photos as well. So you can see I've got on your screen here Photo Impact. Let me make it big so it fills the full screen. Okay, now I'm going to first just open up an image that we can edit on here. And I'm gonna go in and see if I can find one here for us to look at. And what this is, okay, this is a raw picture, meaning that I have not edited it before. About 5 years ago, we adopted two little boys from Moscow, Russia. And so this is actually a picture of Christopher, my little boy that we adopted from Moscow. While we were there visiting the boys in the orphanage, they allowed us to take them out. And so This is a park in downtown Moscow, Russia. And there are some things about this that would make it not really be ready for the internet. First of all, it's a very, very large file, and so the download time would be incredibly bad. There are also some things that we can do, just basic things, to improve the quality of this picture and make it better for the web. And so I want to talk to you just about some simple things. My guys call this Creo, C-R-E-O. C-R-O. Anyway, let me just kind of go through those, okay? The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to crop the picture. And that means that we're going to eliminate some of the things that aren't important. Normally, your pictures on a website are going to be fairly small. And so you want to make sure that you're really focusing on what you've got in there. Let me just bring your attention to a few things here in the picture. I don't know how well you can see it on your screen, but in the park over here, I've got a guy taking his shirt off and a woman standing behind him, which really does not add anything to our picture at all. It's really going to distract from the picture, pull people's attention away if they start looking at that. I've got an area, I don't know if you can see that, right in here, that is just nothing. It's of really no value at all. It's just dead space. So what we want to do is we really want to focus in, so we're going to cut off the things that are not important. Okay, so I'm going to crop it. So I go up here and I pick my cropping tool and I just draw a box or drag a box around the area that I want to keep of the picture. Okay, and that kind of darkens the area that I don't want. So you can see now by doing that, I've really focused the attention and I've eliminated things that will distract and I've eliminated wasted space. So my image is going to be much larger on the screen, and you'll do it. If you really want it, you can really focus attention down as tight as you want. So let me make that even smaller. Okay, you double click on it and it cuts off the part that I didn't want there. You see, if I wanted to crop that down even more, I could crop right down to just Christopher's face. So you can focus in. What you want to do is you want to focus in as much as you can to get the picture down to where you want it. And I'm actually not going to do that, but I'm going to have the picture just like that. Okay. So now I've done the first the C of my Creo. I've cropped it. Okay, it's C-R-O. The next thing I want to do is I want to resize the picture. This picture is 825 pixels by 753, which would take up almost the entire web page. And so if you're going to have any text or anything like that around it, that's way, way too big. If you resize it inside the actual web page, it still loads the whole picture, so you're killing yourself on load time. So what we want to do is we want to resize it here. So I go up to Adjust, and I click on Adjust, and I come down here to Resize, and I click on Resize. Okay, and so I come down, and I have some options to do that. First of all, it's telling me that the new image that I'm going to resize it to, I can resize it by percent, which I don't want to do. I want to resize it by pixels. Okay. The next thing that's important for you to do, and important for you to keep in mind, is there's a little option here that says keep aspect ratio. And what that will do is it will allow me to change, if that box is checked, it'll allow me to change only one, the height or the width, but I cannot change both. And it, because it will automatically calculate the other one. Now, I've seen a lot of websites and I've seen a lot of images on the web where people make this mistake. They do not keep the aspect ratio. And so they'll get a really skewed picture. It'll look like it's been stretched out or something. And you know, even if it's just a little tiny bit, it doesn't look right and it doesn't feel right. And that can bother people. Even though they don't see it, they may not fully understand what's bothering them, but it'll in the back of their mind, it'll bug them, and you don't want people bugged when they're looking at your website. So please keep your aspect ratio. And I can change the height or I can change the width. I usually change the width and let the height take care of itself. So let's drop this down to, say 300 pixels wide. And then you can see that it's automatically adjusted or calculated the height for me to 274 so that it will be in the correct aspect ratio. I won't have skewed the picture. I won't have made them, you know, they're squished their faces or anything. Also, if you look down a few lines, you'll see resolution. And the resolution is important as well. Back in older years, most of the resolutions were set at 72. If I drop down the user defined, you can see it gives me display. Typically, most displays are most video screens are running at 96 pixels per inch nowadays. You may see pictures at 300, but that's typically for printing or for a printer. So you want your resolution to be set at 96, which is the resolution for the screen. So when I do that, I'm all done. I click on OK, and bang, there's my picture. It shrunk it down to the actual size that it's going to be on my website. You can see what's up. That's a much more practical size to use on the website. And I've also decreased the file size, the download size, and the download time by doing that as well. Okay, the last thing of our Creo is optimize. And so what we want to do is we want to optimize this picture. And so on this particular package, I go up here to Web, and I pick Web, and I come down to Image Optimizer, and I click on that. Now, what the optimizer does is it's just a really smart, brainy program that goes through your picture, and it looks for ways to make the file size smaller. Now, even with my cropping and my resizing, you can look up here in the optimizer, you can see that the original picture is still 130,000 bytes of information, which is still pretty big. What I've got here is on the left-hand side, the picture before it's optimized, and then it shows me what the picture is going to look like on the right-hand side once it's done its magic to it and it's reduced it down. But what it does is it looks for wasted colors, and it kind of blends the colors together just a little bit. And you can do it without making a huge impact on your picture. But there's a little slider bar down here that tells you the quality. Even at 90% quality, you can see that it's reduced the picture from 130,000 down to 29,000, which is pretty substantial. It even gives us the download times. The original picture would take 19 seconds to download on a 56K modem, whereas the optimized picture would only take 5 seconds. So if you've got a number of pictures on your screen, that can really add up and make a huge difference to the download time on your screen. Since I'm sort of a photographer at heart, I don't like to push my pictures down too much. And so I usually optimize only to about 90%. You could go down to 80%. And depending upon the picture you've got and how many colors there are in it, you may be able to drop it down. What you can do is slide the slider bar down until you see the picture start looking bad and then slide it back up a little bit. But typically, I don't even bother with that too much. I just run everything at 90%. And once you've played with that a little bit, you can see what you're comfortable with and what you want to do with that as well. So once I've got that decided, I just click on Save As, and it will allow me to save it. Now, this new one I'm going to call Chris Dunn, so I'm going to just click on the top of that one that I did on my last one, and we'll just override it. Okay, and so now we've got that picture cropped, resized, and optimized. C-R-O, just remember that C-R-O, and you want to do them in that order. But you need to do that to every image before you put it out to the website. And using whichever package, like I said, Photoshop or whatever other packages you're going to do, you're still going to do the same thing. You're going to crop them, cut off the pieces you don't need. You're going to resize them, shrink them down to the size that you're going to use on the website. And you'll have to play with that a little bit, because once you copy it up and you see it in the web page, you may want to increase the size a little bit or decrease the size, and so you'll have to come back and go through this process again. But once you've done it a few times, you get to the point that you kind of know what size you want for your web page, and so you can do that easily. and then the optimizing, which flattens the colors to decrease the file size and increase your load times. So, okay, so we're ready with that picture. We've got it ready to use for the web. So we're just going to close this down.